Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yuvamos daf Kuf Chav Beis, the last daf in Mesechus Yuvamos. I must apologize for not recording this past few days. I have been pretty sick, but I couldn't miss the last daf in Mesechus Yuvamos. I hope you've enjoyed the journey as I have. I hope you'd appreciate the journey. I definitely feel personally like this has been so far the most difficult Masechta in the Daf Yomi cycle. So very exciting to have conquered this. And from here on out, it's all Chazara. And we look forward to starting another incredible challenge tomorrow with Maseches Ksubis, which is also difficult, but different difficult. And Baruch Hashem, very, very exciting. So here we're here on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Add the two dots, Kuf Chav Aleph rather, on the Beis. Three lines up at the bottom. And again, we've been talking about the Mishnah I had mentioned. We have a bunch of short, quick-hitting Mishnahs today to finish off the Masechta. The last Mishnah we saw in the middle of Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, right, said that we believe a goy, Mesiach Lefitumo, that if a goy just mentions in casually, in passing, in conversation, oh, such and such a person died, so then we're going to believe him. So we're in the middle of a bunch of stories over here, a bit of a weird two dots, but it's an easy breaking point, so we'll start from there. So, who over Kochavim Tavak Amalei Yisrael Katol Aspasta Veshadi Lechave Veshavsa. Bailey cut, there's a guy who said to a Jew, cut some of this produce from the ground, right, and give it to my animals, right, and it was on Shabbos, right, v'lo katilna, and if you don't do it, then I'm going to kill, katilna lach, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you, and here's the key point, why we're bringing this story, katilna l'ploni bar Yisrael, like I killed this other Jew, who I threatened and killed the same guy. Dami like, because I said to him, Bashali Kader Bishabas, Velo Bashale Bekadle. Right, because I said to him, cook for me on Shabbos, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you. And he didn't do it, right? Again, Shabbos is not one of the big three. So he didn't do it. Maybe he made a mistake, right? Probably should have violated it, because, right, big three, Gilera, Shulastamim, and, because it's late, Gilera, Shulastamim, and Avodah Zarah, thank you. but maybe he should have done it, but he didn't, and the guy killed him. Right, again, okay, there are obviously different halachic possibilities, right? It could be Shaz Hashma, it could be Befar Hesia, right? Again, I'm not trying to don on the example here, but basically, he gave you an example of I killed this other guy in the same scenario. So, what do you do? So, Shama de Bisu, Vasa the Kamida Abaye. So, sure enough, not the second guy, but we don't know what happened to the second guy necessarily, right? The story isn't because of the first guy, because the guy said, I killed this other guy. So, the Shaila was, can his wife remarry? So, she went to Abaye, and Shahisa Talasa Regali. And he waited, meaning he delayed it. For the Shalosh Regalim, so he could go, as Rashi says over here. Right, Shayu Tamei Chachamim, Nikbatsim, Lishma, Drasha, Hilchos, Pesach, Pesach. As he wanted to Shiloh, he wanted to hear the Shiloh, he wanted to ask the Chachamim what they thought. He wasn't sure. So I'm like, and you'll see again, it might seem a slam dunk, but you'll see not necessarily, right? Amar Leir of Adabar Ava, still coming to Rav Yosef, the Charif Sakina. So he said, go to Rav Yosef. He's sharp like a knife, or his knife is sharp, or whatever it is. He's the smartest of the bunch. Go to Rav Yosef. So Azla Kamei, so she went to Rav Yosef, and Pashat Mehamas Nisan. So then, as Chachamim are wont to do, they take a Mishnah or a Brisa in a completely random context. Right, and they apply it to this halacha, right? That's why you have to ask a shayla of gedolim, because they will know how to apply the entire Torah, not just something that might be obvious. You might have said, like, what about our Mishnah? No, so you took a Mishnah in Demai. Demai, right? Again, Demai is a truma that you're not sure, right? Maybe you're not sure of produce, status of truma, right? Amaratzim, not, may separate truma. They don't necessarily separate the other stuff. Okay, Demai, talking about produce and the matnos kahuna. So what do you see from Demai? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says like this. Is there a Brisa? Is there a Mishnah? Right, sorry, Tosefta, sorry. It says Tosefta and Demai. Okay, fabulous. So anyway, it says like this. If a guy is selling fruit in the marketplace, right? If Amar and he said, right? If he says that these fruit are either, right, he gives a halachic status to these fruit. Either they're orla, which obviously a Jew can't eat. They're of azika, which Rashi says right off the top that it's very well, it's very valuable, very well known, very good fruit. He says maybe there's a shayla shmita over here. Okay, fine. And mishnah to ravina, the ravina has to be, is like Meister Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim. So if he makes any of those claims, it's a lower mekhlum, right? But he hasn't said anything. Meaning we don't have to actually think about that. What's he trying to do? He's trying to be able to get rid of the produce, right? Lomis kavina elash beach mekoko, right? He's trying just to kind of get rid of the produce and try and get some, right. Like you walk into Machane Yehuda and they start yelling things at you. So they're not really. I don't know if they're all entirely accurate. The greatest peaches of all time, right? The cheapest strawberries in the country. They're just trying to get you to buy his stuff. It's the same thing by the guy. The guy who was threatening this other Jew. saying, do this or I'll kill you like I killed that other Jew. He was just trying to give chizik to his Torah, but he's just trying to be mechazik himself, trying to give strength to his words, right, to try and get the Jew to cut this produce and do it for him. But it's not necessarily true that he would have killed the first Jew at all. Okay, fine. I'll leave the Nishtai the Namar. It's another story. Maisa, there's a story of Yisrael of Gacham Shalch Baderech. A Jew and a Goyer traveling, and Uba of Gacham Vamar Chaval al Yehudi Shaya Imi Baderech. Right, the guy says, I vey, for this other Jew who was with me, we were traveling, Shemes Baderech Lukrativ. And he died, and I buried him. Vesiyu Ishto, and sure enough, right, that was good enough. That was Mesiach Levitumo. They allowed that guy's wife to get remarried. Vishuv Maisa, another story, but Koler Shal B'nei Adam. Right, there was also a group of chevra, right? Shayu Mahalchim La Antochia. They were going Antochia. Uba Ov Gachavim Echad Amar Chaval Kolor Shal Bnei Adam Shemesu V'Kvartim. Said I happened upon these guys and they were all dead and I buried all of them. They see an Ishnas of Sam, and sure enough, the Chachamim were able. They said, okay, that's good enough. Veshuv Ma'isa, another story, right? Even further, right? Not only is one, we start with a story with one guy, we start with a story with a group of guys. Now a group of Ma'isa B'Shishim Bnei Adam. Now there's 60 people. Shayu Mahalchim the Karchum Beitar. There was the time of Beitar Karchum Beitar. As Rashi over here, the Gemara says, right, so Rashi says, Shabab Beidar B'Matzor, there was a siege. So now it's like a time of war. So that's even a greater chiddush that, you know, whatever. I mean, it's a greater, you may not necessarily have known that. Right? So sure enough, he was in Tishazam. In all three of these cases, we allow the wives to get remarried because the guy said, oh, for these guys, maybe we assume that he's telling the truth. Okay. Now, Me'idin Lor Haner, again, a bunch of the Mishnais, we're going to quick hit the fish, finish the Masechta. Me'idin Lor Haner u'Lor Halavona. Person can testify, can be a Me'id, if, and not only if he noticed or recognized this guy's face, not only in the sun, but also if there's candlelight, if there's is a moon, any type of you know, light that illuminated this guy's face. If someone, Eid Echad, comes and says, oh, this guy died, I saw him in the middle of a full moon, okay, fine. So that's good enough. I mean, we don't need to be totally bright in daytime out, as you might expect, right? If we're going to believe the Eid Echad, we're still going to believe him, even if it was nighttime. Mesiyan al pi baskol, and we will also marry someone. We let a woman to get remarried based on a baskol. Now we're going to see in a second. If you look at Rashi and you look at the rest of the Mishnah, this is not a baskol like we usually assume. We usually assume a baskol is a heavenly voice that comes out and says X, Y, and Z. Here we're about to give stories that really what it means is we hear a voice, but we pashas is it's a guy that we just don't see. Meaning that if you, again, if we say that a person's allowed to come and say, I heard Mesiach Levitumo, or I heard that this guy died. So you don't even have to hear it, the Mishnah is saying, he's being Mechadesh. You don't even have to hear it from a person. You don't even have to hear the person you're talking to. Right? You just hear a baskol. And the Maisa, and how do I know that's what it means? Because of the stories. And Maisa, as the Mishnah says, Maisa Be'echad Sha'omar Rosh Ahar, a guy was standing on top of a mountain. Right? Pasha says, you don't hear him. You don't see him. V'yomar, he said, Ish Ploni Ben Ploni Makom Ploni Mace. He saw this guy from this town, he died. Halk v'lo matzusham, and they didn't find anybody on top of the mountain. Lo matzusham adam, so he was ishto, and they remarried his wife. Got allowed his wife to get remarried. Shuv ma'is another story, but Salmon, in Salmon, be'echa shamar, the guy said, ani ish ploni ben ish ploni, nashchani nachash, v'arei nimeis, I've been bitten by a snake, and I'm going to die. V'alchu lo kiruhu, and by the time they get up to the mountain, or whatever it was, there was a corpse there, but they couldn't recognize who it was, right? The birds had eaten him or whatever, right? They couldn't tell. And they said, you know what, that's good enough, because they heard a baskol, they heard a voice, meaning pashas is, it was this guy. And we're assuming, right, that's what had happened, and we allowed him to get remarried, or his wife to get remarried. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Tana will end the Brisa. Beishame Omrim in Mesiyan Al Pi Baskol, Beishil Omrim Mesiyan Al Pi Baskol. Right? It's actually Machlokes Beishame Beishil. My Kamash Malan. Well, what's the Machlokes? Kamash Nizahi. Right? We learned that in the Mishnah a second ago. It's Kamash Malan. The Mishtachach Stama. The Mesiyan Beishamehi. Let's try to teach us that if for whatever reason you come across a Brisa that Stam says you don't allow a Baskol to remarry a woman, so that that is not true, and it is true, but it's Beis Shammai Shita, and we don't hold like that. They went up to the mountain, they didn't find anybody. Doma Sheit Havas, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why? Well, maybe it was a demon, and maybe it wasn't a person. I love how, by the way, I always mention, I like to mention this, I love how the Gemara just throws that in, like it's as if it's Pasha. like with no explanation, no like, oh, by the way, Shadim exist and they're real and you need this and you need that and the other thing. Right, obviously the Rambam holds that they don't exist, but that's already another discussion. Okay, fine. So how do you know that the voice is a person? Maybe it's a shade. Amrav Yehuda Amrav. Sure, all of the Mus Adam. So he looked like a guy. So Kumar says, "Inu nami damu duchut damu." Damu. Yeah, I mean, they can also do that. Meaning, the shadim can also look like humans, right? The chazul ibu boaz. The Kumar says, "No, really, they saw the shadow, right, of the human." So apparently, shadim don't have shadows. I inu nami is the shabavah. Apparently, demons do have shadows. So the Gemara says, apparently there are two types of shadows. A person has two, like a big shadow and a little shadow. Okay, apparently the Shadim only have one. I have a double of the two. Is the Baboa? The Baboa? Maybe the Shadim also have this double shadow? Rabbi Chanina says, no. Amr Li Yonas and Shada. Yonas and the Shade said to me, the Baboa is the Baboa, the Baboa, less low. They only have the one main shadow, not the secondary, I guess, lesser shadow. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says, why don't we assume that maybe it was the Tzara, it was the co-wife? She's trying to mess over, right, her the co-wife, right? She's trying to messes her other wife over. It's talking about Rishmael, Bishas Sakana. No, Bishas Sakana, right, Kos Vimenos and Aval Pi She'in Makirin. No, basically, what he said was that in any time there's some sort of danger to a person, so we write and we give a get, even though you don't actually know. Right? But if a person comes and says, write a get for my wife, even though you don't know who it is, so we do that. But basically, right, we're not going to say, I mean, Pasha says we're not going to... going to be machmir, maybe, but maybe you don't know if it's the husband. Maybe we didn't identify him properly. Meaning, Pashtus, we're not going to be machmir for every single chumrah. And that's what Rabbi Ishmael said similarly in a different halacha, that if there's any type of sakana, right, the guy says he's the husband and you write a get, so you give her, you write the get based on that assumption. We don't look into any other, we don't have to be machmir too much in terms of going to the extra length to identify who's talking. Okay, fine. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Story time. A bunch of stories here. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kishirati lived in Narada. When I went down to Narada, La'avar Iber Shana, to be Ma'abar the year, Matasi Nechemia Ish Beis Deli. I bumped into this guy Nechemia from Beis Deli. He said to him, Shemati Shem Asin Asi Ish Beis Yisrael, Al Piyad Echad Eliyu Dibin Bava. Right? Again, we had this quote earlier in the Masechta. He said, I heard the only Jew who's who's allowing women to get remarried based on Eid Echad is Yehuda Ben Bava. Finimosilo Kein Advarim. And I said, sure, apparently that is true. Amalei said, Morlahem, he said, you know what, tell them, meaning tell them that, right, this guy, Nechemia Beis Ish Deli, he said, please tell all the Chacham and Eretz Yisrael, Mishmi, in my name, Atem Yodim Shemadinu Meshubeshes Begaisos, right, we know that my there's all this war going on, I can't travel to tell you this myself personally, but, Rabbi Gamliel had a tradition. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin said that you do allow a woman to get remarried based on Eid Echad. And then when I came to relate this to Rabbi Gamliel, right, meaning what this Rabbi Kiva saying, meaning that Rabbi Gamliel said, when he said this in front of Rabbi Gamliel, meaning that's his, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin was his grandfather. So when I went to say it to his grandson, Rabbi Gamliel, Samach Ludvari, he said, oh, I'm so happy. And he said, Matsanu Chavar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We found a Chavar for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We talk a Dabar Nizkar Rabbi Gamliel, Shenergu Harugim Betel Arza. Right, and through that story, Rabbi Gamliel remembered that there had been people who had been killed in Tel Arza. Faces Rabbi Gamliel, that's your same, Al Piyad Echad. And sure enough, he himself had allowed. Once you have this, right, he allowed their wives to get remarried. Right, Hooksugu, where is that here? One second. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Good. Okay. Hooksugu Lios Masinop, Amy P. Aid, Mipi Abin, Mipi Isha, Mipi Shivcha. Right, they established the halacha that you can remarry based on all the psuli edus. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Omer Meim Masina Say Isha Lo Apid Echad. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua said no, you can't do that. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Apid Isha Lo Apid Ever Lo Apid Shefcha Lo Apid Krovim. Right, basically Rabbi Kiva said not through any of the psuli edus are you allowed to remarry a woman. Some Rabbi Kiva Apid Isha Lo. Really, Rabbi Kiva holds you not allowed to based on a woman's testimony. Rabbi Kiva says no women are allowed to testify and allow them to get remarried. Vatanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. They said in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Isha Naimenes Levi Gita Mekava Chomer. A woman is allowed to bring her own get from a Kava Chomer. Ma Nashim Shamru Chachamim Ein Nemanos Lomar Meis Bala Nemanos Levi Gitehem. By women, who he's by the five women who he said that we're not going to believe. Right again, if you remember the five women that we're not going to believe, Chachamim are not going to believe her to say that the husband died. But they are allowed, they are believed if they bring their own get. So Zushin Amenes Lamar Mespala, in addition Amenes Lavigita. So certainly this woman, if the wife herself would come and say, right, that her husband died, right, so certainly we're going to believe her if she comes with her own get. So the Gemara says, but I mean, he said, apparently you see that there are women that we will, you know, believe to say that their husband died. So the Gemara says, yeah, inuchanami. Sorry, no, just kidding. Gemara just explains. Nashim shamru chachamim hu delo mehemne and isha ba'ala mehemne. Meaning, seemingly, it's only the five women who are not believed, but other women are going to be believed. Gemara says, lo kasha, kan kodem shev ziku. I can. Sorry. La'acha shev ziku. No, okay, enechanami, that was this whole discussion in the Mishnah. Beforehand, they only said it. You know, Eidechad, you know, is not believed. And then, once we had all this back and forth, right, then after they said that we're accepting the Eidus of Eidechad and a woman, etc., etc., but Rabbi Kiva also was masking. But since his Shita was already written down in the Mishnah, right, that's what it was recorded. But again, after they decided, right, to switch, right, that they should allow, you know, based on Eidechad, so they were also going to allow an Isha as well. So, okay, if I mean, and therefore, so that happened afterwards, and the story in the Mishnah was beforehand. Okay, last Mishnah. They said, again, also back to Rabbi Kiva, again, based on the last thing we just said, regarding Rabbi Kiva's Shita, that we don't accept an Eid Echad. Or Isha, etc., to testify about someone dying. Amrullah, they said to him, Maisa b'nei Levi shalchul tzor yira tomorrow. There's a guy, the family of b'nei Levi, right? For Leviim went to tzor yira tomorrow. V'chala echa mehem. One of them got sick. V'viyu b'punduk, and they brought him into an inn. V'chazarta, when they got back, Amrullah punduk is echa v'reinu. I said, where's that guy? When they came back, they went to travel. They went to, the guy got sick. They left him there. They went to their destination. They, on the way back, they're like, well, where's our friend who we left here? So, Nomis Lahem. So basically, Nomis is, if you look at Rashi, Amr Lahem, right? It's a very funny Lashon. But basically, the innkeeper said, right, the Balabas said, Nomis Lahem, Mesvik Kuvartiv, right? That he died and they buried him. Vesivis Ishto, right? And they allowed his wife to get remarried. Velote Kohenes Kupundakis. Now he said, why shouldn't a Kohenes be like a Pukundakis? If you're going to believe the woman who takes care of the inn, certainly you should believe a regular Jew, right? A Kohenes. So many of that they're trying to prove to Rabbi Kiva. Meaning you would agree, Rabbi Kiva, that we would believe this guy to say that the guy died. So why don't we believe a regular Jew? You're telling me that you don't allow a woman. So Rabbi Kiva said back to them, she says, yeah, in Echanami, when this woman is like the innkeeper, then she can be believed. Because why? Because she then took out all his possessions. So she had proof that he was gone. So, you know, basically, once you have proof like that, fine, then a woman can be believed. But just stop to say something like that, we're not necessarily going to believe him. Gemara just says, my grievous of the Pundakis. Gemara says, well, if you tell me, what was the phrase in the Mishnah? You should believe a Kohen. If you're going to believe an innkeeper, definitely you should believe a Kohen. Well, what's the problem with an innkeeper? I said, yeah, she was a guy. And Mesicha l'fitumo, right, I ruined it for you, but really it's Mesich v'fitumo haiza. The Gemara says, right, meaning it was just Mesich l'fitumo, stam. When she says, Zemaklov, Zetarmilov, Zekever, Shekvarti bo, right, now, a little bit different than the Mishnah, right? Didn't the Mishnah say, right, it doesn't say that exactly, but okay, but,
Rav Kahana said that basically she said, this is his stuff, and this is where I buried him. Right, that's what she was just saying, right, off the cuff, right, casually. What do you mean? It wasn't Mesiach Levitumo. They asked her a question. They said, where's our friend that we left here a month ago? So, yeah, well, a little bit different, because the Gemara is filling in the details. Now, came to Chazinu Bechya. No, they saw her crying. So Amrullah, they said to her, Ayech Haverenu, where's that guy who we left here? And Amrullah, Mei Suk Vartiv. So that's when she said he died, and I buried him. So that's what was Mesiach Levitumo, because they saw that she was crying already, right, when they saw them, right, so it must be, she was upset about them. That was casual enough, that was off the cuff enough for them. Okay. There's a guy came to testify about, not about a woman, but again, not to, to allow a woman to get remarried. He said, how do you know this stuff? How do you know? So Amar, he said, we're going to have two versions of pretty much the same story. Me and this guy were traveling, and an army or a militia or some sort of band ran after us. Venitably biyichur shel zayis, he took a branch of an olive tree. Upashku vehechzir zagayis laacharav. And unbelievable, he scared them all. He fought them all off himself. Amarti lo, I said to him, Arye, yo, yashikachcha. Right, way to be, man. Like, I gave him chizik. So Amarli, he said to him, minay mishato yode she'arye shmi. How do you know that my name is Arye? Not really. You'll see in a second. It's only nowadays that we use like animals for names, right? R A T S V, etc. Right, back then that wasn't like an actual literal thing. But as the Gemara goes on to explain, right? Kach Koran Osi Beiri. This is what they call me in my city. Yochanan Berabi Yonasan Ari de Mikvar Shachia. Right, I'm the lion of Kfar Shachia. Right, his name apparently was Yochanan Ben Yonasan, the lion of Kfar Shachia. Right, apparently he's a very powerful warrior. Liyamim, but he couldn't outrun, right, Kosh Baruch Hu, and Liyamim Chalav Umeis. And he got sick and he died, right, very anticlimactic. Vehisi Rabbi Tarfon is Ishto. And Rabbi Tarfon, again, based on that Edo's testimony, okay, so apparently this guy died, and so his wife could get remarried. Fine. The Gemara just says, one second, Rabbi Tarfon, why doesn't Rabbi Tarfon analyze this guy's Edo's? Well, he doesn't have to look in. That's a nice story, but maybe you should try to pick him apart, right? To figure out if he's telling the truth or not. Right? That time, then we see that Rabbi Tarfon requires this. That time, we learn the Brisa, Maisa Bada Mecha, Shabbat of Ne Rabbi Tarfon. Again, same Brisa, similar Brisa, same story, few different details, but guy came to Rabbi Tarfon, he ate his Isha, to testify about a guy who died, to allow his wife to remarry. Amalu Bini Hei Chatayoda ate his zoo. He said, how do you know about this testimony? Amalu said to him, Anibu Ainu Holkam Baderech, we were traveling, and we were chased by an army or whatever. Vinitla Biyichur Tena, this is a little bit different. He took the stick of a fig tree. Upashku Veskir is that guy's Lakharov, and he fought off the whole army. Amartilu Yashikach Arye, and I said Yashikach Arye. And Amarli, he said Yafek Kavanta. Lishmi, amazing that you had Kavanta for my name. Shikach Korano Sibiri, this is what they call me. Yochanan ben Yonasan, Ayed Mikfar Shachya. Right, that's what they call me. So Yamin, but later, right, during our journey, Chalo, he got sick, Umeis, and he died. Amarlo, we see that Rabbi Tarfon, the Brisa continues. Amarlo, he said, Lo kach amarto, Yochanan ben Yonasan, Mikfar Shachya, Arye. Obviously, meaning he changed the order, meaning he wanted to see if the guy would repeat the same order Rabbi Tarfon did. So Amarlo, he said back to Rabbi Tarfon, Lo, Ela kach amarto, Lo, Yochanan ben Yonasan, Arye, Mikfar Shachya. And he had him repeat, right, the exact order of the words that he said. And he double-checked them two or three times. And he saw that his words were the same. He had the same story, right, two or three times. And Rabbi Tarfon, allowed his wife to get remarried. So we see that Rabbi Tarfon had to look into it a little bit to make sure this guy wasn't just coming up with a fabricated story, telling over or just once. So Gemara says, actually, Tanayi. It's actually Machlokas Tanayim. And these two brisos are reflecting a Machlokas in terms of what Rabbi Tarfon himself actually held. We'll see what one. This is one version, obviously, as we'll see in a second. The time you've learned a brisa, ain't boken edin hashem drusha chakira de Rebbe Akiva, right? Normal drusha vachakira, that's checking out the edim, the witnesses, analyzing whether they're saying the truth. That we don't do by edus nashim, by when we're trying to get women remarried. That's Rebbe Akiva says we don't do that. Rebbe Tarfon omer boken. Rebbe Tarfon says we do. Who come if leave the Rebbe Chanina, and they have machlokas within Rebbe Chanina. What's Rebbe Chanina? Tam Rebbe Chanina. Tvar Torah echadin mamras echadin and fashas bedrusha vachakira. Midaraisa, all edim, right, whether it's monetary, whether it's a nefashos case, all of that stuff needs to be analyzed. All the edus needs to be analyzed. The Shinamar's Bazik says, Mishpat Echad Yalachem, right? One judgment has to be for you across the board, right? That's, right, if you look at Rashi, right? Since it says, and the point that Gemara leaves out, right? If you look at Rashi, Mishpat Echad Yalachem, like halfway down, right? Kevin Deshtachach, Deshkachan, Dechsev, Bedin, Nefashos, Vederashta, Vacharkarta, sorry, the Balkorei has to correct me. So basically, since the Torah says by Edine Nefashos that you have to Darash and Chakar, right, you have to look into that Eidos, and if you have Mishpat Echad, you have one law across the board, so apparently that's true of all Eidos, of all testimony. So therefore, Bad, Umatam, Amru, Dine Mamunos, Ain't Sri Chandrish of Chakira. So why do we say, as we'll see later in Shas, that by Dini Mamonos, by a monetary case, you don't have to cross-examine and analyze the witnesses. Shalotin Odelas, but the Fnei, so because we don't want to slam the door in the face of people who lend money. If every time you had to come to court to get your money back, and you lent them $1,000, you go to court and they analyze witnesses and they got a little tiny little detail wrong and therefore they throw the whole witnesses out. So no one's ever going to lend money if they can't get it back in court. So that's the only reason they relaxed the halacha by Dine Mamonos. But really, this should require analyzation. I, my kablifugi, so therefore, what's our machlokas here by the case of Eidus Nashim? Marasover came into Isa Ksuba, the Mishkal Kedine Mamonos Dami. According to Rabbi Akiva, since it's a Ksuba in the balance, so it's like Dine Mamonos, right? Whether the state has to pay the Ksuba. This is, by the way, our link to the next Masechta, right? Usually at the end of the Masechta, you find, right, some link from one to the next. Right, this is Ksuba. So since Rabbi Kiva says it's a Ksuba case, so that's a Mamonos case. When Marsava, Rabbi Tarfon holds, at least according to this price, right? No, we're allowing a woman to remarry, right? So you're wearing an Ashes Ish, right? That's a Dine Nefashos case. If you come and have someone, Eidos, that someone slept with an Ashes Ish, that you put to death in Beis Din, that's a Dine Nefashos case. So therefore, that's the Machlokes, whether you require Drisha Chakira on the Eidim. Finally, the Masechta ends off. Amar Belazar Mechanina, Tamadi Chacham Marbim Shalom, Ba'olam Shanamar V'chol Banayik, Limudei Hashem. I will leave the last three words if you want for the Siyam. Mazel Tov, we'll just say that, I think it's, I don't see here, but I think it's, I saw somewhere, maybe the Marasha said that we have, this is not the first Masechta, if you remember, that ends off with that line. Let's see if I get this right. The Masechta is of Banayich, Beis Nun Yud Chaf. That's Brachos, I think it's Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisos. I can't remember if it's Nazir or Nadarim. I take it, whatever. I don't remember. But meaning that all those four Masechtas that spell out Bonayich, right, end off with this Memra. Because Lataka, the Talmid Chachamim, right, people think that the armies keep the world safe. But no, it's actually the Talmid Chachamim. So Mazel Tov on keeping the world Shalom. And Mitzvah Shem will invite you on the Hilig Shas tomorrow to start Masechus Ksubas.